This is the world of agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. Oil prices are facing extreme volatility following the U.S. bombings in Iran. We'll have more from Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
On Saturday, President Trump had the U.S. military launch a series of coordinated bombings against three nuclear facilities in Iran. With this major escalation, Iran's government is now deciding how to respond, and they have already issued a warning of dangerous consequences. Greg McBride, director of brokerage at Allendale Incorporated, said one word can describe what this means for the markets: volatility.
That is a situation where if they ramp it up, if they go and they strike back at us, we will ramp things up.
The immediate response from Iran's government was to vote to close the Strait of Hormuz, even though they don't technically own it. Regardless, McBride said this would have an extreme effect on oil prices,
which is where 20 to 25% of the world's oil moves through for shipping lanes. The problem with that is that they don't necessarily own it. They didn't do it yet. All they did was approve the closure of it. They haven't closed it yet. So that could send these markets sky high.
Regardless of what happens with the Strait, McBride said we are already seeing a ton of volatility with oil prices.
$5 off the highs, you're down about 40 cents on the crude market. And that is a situation that just lends to what I said at the beginning, which is volatility. We're going to see this market go up, down, back and forth. We saw it last Sunday night into Monday. You basically traded that same range from Sunday night and Monday throughout the entire week last week before breaking out to the upside. Now you're right back into that range again here today. You just kind of bumped up the upper end of that range.
For the world of agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.